Well, at first, I didn't like you because I was so focused with the organization and I was so focused with my church thing and I don't want to be tempted. But in that particular time also, I was seeking help to do some, you know, my
school assignments,
and you were there to help me.
I know I did that in your Spanish and some of your religion classes, assignments as well. And I was glad to do it because I want to get near you.
Yes.
And it worked. It worked. It worked wonderfully.
Yes.
But before I got ordained, something happened.
2 years before your ordination, we broke up. And then you go your own way. Of course, you have to pastor what God has entrusted to you. And you were ordained after 2 years as a Catholic priest. It really broke my heart, but I tried very much to busy myself.
For me, that was really a struggle myself. And I don't know if you really understand what I went through with regards to breaking up with you. As you know, I was about to be ordained for priesthood. The Catholic tradition doesn't allow priests to get married nor have any relationships. That's the rule. You know, it was difficult for me to give up human affection for him, but it was an uncanny and shall I say, very mysterious way of ending our relationship, because in a vision, I saw Jesus pointing to his heart, and that was enough for me to give up that relationship. So I got ordained as a priest.
But there's a saying that love is lovelier the second time around. There were times also that you called me. There was one time I remember during October that I lead a rosary in the church, and you called, and my aunt who raised me when I was little was so mad at me that I responded your call.
I knew that I still love her and really gave up my vows of celibacy and ministry for her, and I married her, and I never regretted that, because I have given you up for God the first time. It seems like if really God didn't allow it, I wouldn't have met you, or I would have met somebody else and get. But He allowed it to happen, and it has borne fruit in so many ways for the Lord.